Hi everybody, Michelle from Boo Sounds here, trying to keep a little bit of quiet because other people here are having a nap and I don't want to wake them. Alright, this is the unboxing of something I've been waiting quite a while for. It's a Canon EOS Rebel T5i. Now how I got into this is I have a friend who lent me his DSLR boat a year ago, year and a half, and I loved it. I took photos of a wedding, I took pictures of a Harry Potter event, and if you're on Facebook, you can, I might put up some of them in an album, I did that, as well as another event. And, my friend told me about, oh, there's a T5i, that's the latest with Canon. And I wanted to get it, and now a year has passed, and kind of saved up, and so I'm getting it. So now, or I got it. For its show price of $699, that includes the lens. So I've opened up the box. Now I've got the warranty cards. Now they put in the manufacturer's warranty symbol. Warranty, as well as I also spent $50 more and got a I spent $50 more and got the extended warranty, and with it I got some SD cards which they stuck in the box to make it easier, but and I also purchased some filters. In the box comes your EOS Digital Solution Disc. So I'll look at that as to what that's all about. Then comes your manuals, and they're like mini books. One's green. One's red, so I don't know if one's just an extra, you know, for another language or what it is. But so there's that. Then open up another compartment, and out comes your cord for your charger, the USB cords, or cord I should say, which looks quite durable. Not that I'd use USB, but a camera strap. I kind of like the color, it's red and black. A charger, which I originally thought was blue, it's just in a blue plastic. The battery pack, the lens, oh come on now, with its appropriate caps, I'm on my bed so that kind of helps with that as well. So it's the standard stock lens. I could have gotten a telephoto, but I'm like, right now I don't require. Interesting. The cap doesn't screw on like my friend's. It is, you pull these two tabs It's like a squeeze pull, or a squeeze and then pull. And it just pulls on and pulls off that easy. I like that. That's one thing I didn't like. And then, of course, on the back, there's you screw on and screw off the one that's that goes on the counter, or the camera. So, very interesting. Now, for the unveiling of the actual McCoy. Nice. Comes in plastic, bubble wrap, and then it's got this clothy kind of bag. And then we have the body. So, interesting. My friend's kind of is a smoother. But on the back, one thing that we saw this at the show last year. So that's why it's over a year. And one thing that I really liked about this is its screen. It has an articulating screen. So if you wanted to have it pull out and just use it as a video camera, you could. And you could take those crowd shots where you go, and I've got it over my head right now. You could go taking a picture of whatever shot you're doing, and you could still know what's going on. But the thing that I really like is, if you wanted to use your viewfinder, you could have it around, take your shot. But if you're like me, and you don't need that, you can put your screen inward. It looks like an older style camera. And less chance of you wrecking it. So you've got your menu keys and everything on the back. A lot of buttons that I don't know about. There's a dial, you know, with panoramic, TV, AV, quite a few, macro, you know, quite a few things. So I'm going to be doing a lot of reading within the next little while. And one thing, too, is I like that there's an on-off, and actually that's something that's different from my friend's T3i, in that there's an actual switch for videos, whereas before you had to switch the dial. And you might still have to here too, there's a lot that I have to learn. It's a beautiful camera. On the right is, okay, I'm not sure what that is. I'm just taking a look at this. Pull back that. Oh, and that's your spot for your card. And then on the bottom is for your battery. So you got a special spot for your battery. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. It's a beautiful camera. I can hardly wait to get it together. And I'm playing with it. But for right now, I'm going to say goodbye. May our journeys be safe. Take care. God bless. Bye for now.